I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's instant HSOs on the big damn deal of the day. Tomorrow at 1:30 during The Sweet Spot on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, we are live at Maple Branch Brewery here in Fort Worth, Texas. Happy to be here. Happy to chat with so many people that have dropped by today. Awesome crowd, awesome time, as it always is at Maple Branch, celebrating the P1 six-pack of the month. The German Helles Pilsner, I believe is what it's called.
Lager.
What?
Lager.
Lager. Lager, yes. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I love the concept of Friday Fun because it kind of always has been a launching point into the weekend. 5:30. It's officially, I know very few people outside of hardened radio veterans that are working at 5:30 on a Friday, but we will for you. But we also want you to feel very good about your launch into your weekend.
But your listening decisions.
Yeah, yeah. And so in the summertime, it's super fun because we recognize where we are in the summer. A lot of people aren't even working at all. And
like George,
like Dunham, and so we do Friday Fun Junior. Sometimes Friday Fun Junior, depending on the day.
Might just make the whole show out of Friday Fun.
I know. So we had people that reached out to us. That again, if you haven't heard this, I don't know what to play. I don't know if we should play the commercial or the actual Andres Cantor.
I think we should play the mashup.
Yeah.
Because we only played that once, and it's so genius.
We should play the original, then you should play the mashup, then you should play what people are saying.
Okay. All right. So here is the original live spot. It was up for an emergency break this morning, but didn't win. I'm still short of 100. I'm 99 and standing.
Gosh, that was a proper... No, win 100.
I know. I would have been great, but I feel like that they're waiting for the musers to get back for me to conquer 100. If I ever do,
FIFA
I don't know.
FIFA is fixing it to make sure the musers are back for 100.
Totally. And maybe I never win. Maybe I never get to 100, but this is the second Argentina goal, if you haven't heard it yet, when I'm in the middle of a DFW security live spot. And literally tell the perp to get the hell away. He's being watched. Oh, my God, he hit the post. This is crazy. This is crazy. Woo. But, yeah, they can intervene. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Argentina. DFWsecurity.com. They can make everything better. 214-206-3511. 214-206-3511. It's the Beat the Heat special. Let's go, Argentina! So, Ham then, Andres Cantor, the legendary Spanish broadcaster. Mexican. Is he Mexican?
He's Argentinian.
Oh, he
so,
is?
Yeah,
oh, my God. Dude. I did
homer.
Not know that.
Yes.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
We mentioned it yesterday.
Okay.
So we mentioned it yesterday.
I wasn't there yesterday. And we had Ham mash up his call with my call, and this is how that sounded. Oh, my God, he hit the post.
It's
crazy. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Messi engancha y va, tiró con la derecha.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
asistencia de Leo con la derecha.
¡Rosca Ballachera!
Por aquí no, por allá sí.
Amazing.
I wonder if someone could get that to Andres Cantor.
Yeah.
What a great team we would have made.
And if you think that Ham edited the Andres Cantor, he did not. That's how many times he said goal.
Yeah.
He just made Corby match him goal for goal.
Awesome. So we had people asking us if that was a better live, just impromptu emotional moment than the Cooper flag moment. And I don't know, because both of them were raw emotion.
We're very raw humans.
We are. We are. And we act accordingly, but this was the Cooper flag moment when we learned live on the air during Community Quick Hits. The funny part about this, I think, and the most funny part about it, is the fact that we knew that they had, that they were moved spots, that they had advanced to the top four or five.
Four.
Top four. But not, none of us thought they could get to one. So we were excited. But the reality of it was, there's no way, and just until the dominoes started falling.
Yeah, so John Hollinger says Cooper flag, of course, but then Dylan Harper and VJ Edgecombe are little Baylor Bear.
Okay, Charlotte. Well, this is so unexpected if you're a Mavericks lifer like most of us are, where we just got punted in the balls over and over and over. Rolando Blackman is our emissary.
Give us
Do we have the audio? Do we need this?
All right, give it to us.
Thanks again, Kevin. The fourth pick.
This is Mark Tatum.
In the NBA draft.
Come on, you
goes
bitch.
The Charlotte.
Hold on. Oh, steady, steady.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia.
Holy yeah!
It's rigged. It's all
the
rigged.
The fix is in.
Dude.
The fix is in.
The Spurs
the
can't get it.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick of the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
Trade the pick to the Lakers and get Luka back.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe this.
Are you effing kidding me? This is the greatest moment ever. Nico Harrison did this. He's a genius.
He's a genius.
He knew if he gave Luka to Palinka that he would be rewarded by the league.
Bob, admit it. It's all rigged.
Is in.
Oh my God! The Mavericks have the first. We have Cooper Flagg.
We have the next one.
We have Cooper Flagg.
We have the next one.
And Paige Beckers.
I
oh,
can't.
Maybe they'll get married.
God.
Maybe Cooper and Paige will get married.
Oh my God! You're so right. You've never been more right.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're gonna get married.
We weren't fully aware of things at that. It was a different time, Bob. It was a different time.
Yeah, you know.
This is before we were forbidden to talk about her love life.
So I don't know. I just know that...
Just another normal sports talk show, guys.
I feel that we're in this position because sports are emotional. Sports make people happy. They make people sad. And, yeah, even at our advanced ages, we can still get incredibly excited over things like that, or things like a soccer goal from a country that I've never been to before. None of us have.
There's still time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get there.